receive that is coming my way.
And that is music by my guest today. I'm Lynn Woods.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. Right now, I want you to stop, hit the subscribe button, and subscribe so that you never, ever, ever miss another episode of this uplifting podcast. Today, my guest is Christopher J. Watkins, a.k.a. Chris Watkins, whom I've known for a long time. He's a singer, songwriter, composer, choir master, director, producer, father, husband, minister of music, child of the Most High King, amongst other things. So, Chris, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Lynn. I am so excited to be on this with you on today. It's been a long time, but it's a great opportunity to get back.
I first met you working with Chris and Colin True Spirit. That's not really, but you know, that's not really the truth, because it was probably when you were little at your grandma's house. And I took
Yes, ma'am.
And I was a kid and I was taking piano lessons. I took piano lessons for 7 years from Miss Jenny.
Yes, yes. Oh, wow. You're still in your 30s, right?
You're so sweet.
Wow, that's a long time.
Oh, yes, it is. But, you know, God is good. We're both still here in the middle of a pandemic, and we are still here, and you're releasing music in the middle of a pandemic. God is good.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Now, professionally, people remember you or know you from Chris and Kyle with True Spirit. But before you became that Chris, how did you morph into this person? What was your musical training? Did you get musical training? I know you came from a musical household because your mom is the phenomenal Miss Anita, Miss Anita Watkins. So, Miss Anita Watkins, but she is well known in the St. Louis metro area as a composer, choir director, and just an awesome woman of God. So, you got your training. Did you get it from mom, or did you also go and get outside musical training, formal musical training?
I wanted no part of music at all.
You kidding me? All that music in the household and you didn't want any part of music?
I wanted absolutely no part of it. You know, I wanted to be with my friends. I wanted to play sports. And it was like early high school when I really took to music. My mom tried to give me lessons when I was in middle school, but I just wasn't interested. but then high school, after I stopped playing sports, I just took to music, and it was in me. I couldn't avoid it anymore, and then start playing for the gospel choir there I'm a University City High School product. I started playing for the gospel choir there, and the music teacher at the high school really took me under his wing, and it sort of took off from there. You know, I started my mother going to workshops that she was doing. I just started to accompany her, and you know, every once in a while she'll ask me to play something or teach something, and just sort of went from there. And Dorsey Convention, National Convention of Gospel Choirs and Choruses, really changed my life musically. There, I really had the opportunity to meet so many great artists and musicians who I met a long time ago. Hezekiah Walker, Donald Lawrence, all came out of the Dorsey Convention before they were Bishop Hezekiah Walker, before they were Donald Lawrence at the time. Directors and songwriters. Yeah.
And I understand, too, that didn't you work with Donald Lawrence at some point on some things?
Yes. He really, early on, I think while he was music director for Stephanie Mills at the time. So whenever he came back to the convention, he would always ask me to help him out. So, and even to this day, he'll call on occasion and say, hey, I need some help with this. Can you come and help me? I did something about a year or two ago. He connected me with B.B. Winans.
Okay.
So I've done some music direction for him even in recent years, even before this, you know, before this pandemic sort of hit. So yeah, I still have a great relationship with Donald and still help him out on occasion to this day.
You mentioned working with, he connected you with B.B. Winans. Who are some of the other folks that you've worked with on both sides, like music on mainstream and gospel?
Oh, I've had the opportunity to work with Ricky Dillard. I recently did a tune or two with him a couple of projects ago with him. I've done something recently with Bashan Mitchell and Gospel Heritage. They released a praise and worship project about 6 months, a year ago, maybe something like that.
Okay.
So I've pretty much been doing a lot of writing for other artists.
That is wonderful. And how did your writing, producing for other artists as well as your own music, and then how did the whole thing with Chris and Kyle come about? Because when I met you guys doing that, something with Crystal Rose Records, right?
Yes, exactly. That was another Donna Lawrence connection. Me and Kyle met again through the Dorsey Convention. We have a local chapter here in St. Louis, the St. Louis Gospel Core Union, which is the St. Louis affiliate of the convention. And me and Kyle met through there, became best friends really quick, and just decided to do something together. We had no intentions on it being a group. Mm-hmm. We were just doing a recording for some of our music with some of our friends who sang with us and worked with us over the years. And after the recording, they wanted to stay together. So that's how Chris and Kyle and True Spirit came about.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. What were some of your big hits? I know Because of the Blood is one of those that's like highly requested all the time. But what are some of your other hits with Chris and Kyle with True Spirit?
Kyle with True Spirit. Yeah, Because of the Blood is a big one. And He Blessed My Soul is another great one. That a lot of people know us for. It's a song actually my mother actually wrote, believe it or not.
Miss Nita wrote that? Awesome. Yes. Go ahead, Miss Nita.
Yes. That, and I think our last single was No One Like You, about the last project we did, and featured the International Minister of Music of the Church of God in Christ.
Church of God in Christ. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was great. So, yeah, that was some of our great songs.
And so that's Chris and Kyle with True Spirit. So when did the whole solo thing come about?
It came out of nowhere, to be honest. It was something I sort of wanted to do at some point, but I had no time frame. I have two sons. One is a senior in college at Morehouse. The other is a senior in high school here in St. Louis. So I went down to visit him, and he's working on music. He's a music major. He's a senior. And he was working on some music. I went to the studio, so I went with him just to hang out with him. We weren't really doing anything. And he played back a couple of things that he had. And I'm like, well, who did all this? And he said, he did. And I'm like, really? Because I didn't know he was a keyboard player, and he started doing all these other things. So I actually got inspired by him, and he sent me the music he was working on, and we just started to collab and went to the studio. And, yeah, and what you hear is what we got so far.
How is it that you had this incredibly talented son and you didn't know he did all this?
I mean, I knew he did it, but I guess I really hadn't heard his music in a while because he's pretty much primarily a drummer. He was a kid prodigy, played drums from the time he was born up until now. He's on scholarship, down there at Morehouse, but didn't realize his piano playing and arranging really had went to the level it went to. I hadn't heard it in a while, so I was very, very surprised, but praise God for going to the next generation.
Yes, from generation to generation, praising God and just keeping the work of the Lord going.
Absolutely.
You've been in gospel probably more or less like all your life, but is there anything else that you thought about that you would have thought about doing outside of gospel music?
Well, actually, I have sort of dabbled R&B world a little bit, but that's pretty much just been from a writing perspective, more inspirational in regards to definition, but still music still captures the principles of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And believe it or not, my lifelong aspiration was actually to be on the radio then, believe it or not.
Oh, this is Christopher J on the radio.
Yes. Thank you for helping for make my dream come true this evening.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that is quite all right. It's always interesting to find out from people, okay, if you weren't doing this, what would you be doing in another life?
Right, yeah. I've always enjoyed the radio, really, really have. Something, I may try to dabble into it at some point during, but I've always been fascinated by, personalities such as yourself.
Interesting.
We've been doing it for years.
Speaking of things that we do in life, what is it that you find most challenging about being a gospel artist and then also being a gospel artist in today's world with all the crazy stuff that's going on, and especially the crazy things that go on social media and keeping things straight in what you do and being still, being a good Christian and dealing with the folks on social media?
Yes, I think the biggest challenge is keeping your integrity, especially when it comes to social media. I think sometimes we're so quick to, give our opinion, give our thoughts, and anytime you say anything, whether it's verbally, whether it's on social media, you're a representation of the kingdom. You're a representation of, I hate to use this word in church, but you're a representation of your brand, all the music, what I say through what I do, because people are watching and listening and reading every single thing you do and everything, yes. Every single thing you say.
You are a minister of music, is that right?
Yes, I'm minister of music of Central Baptist Church, one of the oldest Baptist churches here in St. Louis. I've been there for about the last 7 years now, actually.
Really? So how do you juggle that? You got a music career, you got other work that you do, and minister music, and a father, and a husband. That's a lot going on.
Yes, I have a great support system. I have a great staff at the church, so I'm able to sort of delegate, you know, some responsibilities. But, you know, church is my primary, it's my first responsibility in regards to the music ministry, per se. Not to say, you know, the artist side of what I do is not a priority, but the church has always been my main priority. It's something I really enjoy doing, allowing the opportunity to pour into people and to give back to those who serve the ministry week in, week out.
Is there anything, has there been a really, really deep, challenging time in your life or within your gospel music ministry that you thought about just saying, okay, this is a bit much, and it caused you to question what you do? Has that ever happened to you? Because I know it happens to a lot of us.
Yes, believe it or not, this pandemic has been a challenge for me psychologically. Mm-hmm. I really went through a really tough summer. Just psychologically, everybody's sort of stuck in the house. I actually had to go get some professional help, you know, at least in regards to someone to talk to, you know, which I'm not ashamed to say it. You know, I know a lot of times us who are in ministry, you know, like think we're these spiritual superheroes, you know, but after you get through praying and crying on the floor and all that, and I'm with all of that.
Yes.
But sometimes, you know, you do need to take it to the next level and get someone who can sort of tap into, you know, what you're dealing with psychologically. So it's been a really tough time. And actually, the music that's being birthed now sort of came out of that experience.
That time, yeah. I talked to James Fortune before. He and I had a conversation about that and about African-Americans and seeking therapy. And he was like, well, I needed it, so I had to go. And so, you know, and he was recommending that to people to go. And I told him that I also had gone through therapy, but mine was because of the murder of my nephew and trying to deal with, you know, with that whole thing and actually having to go to the morgue and identify his body. So that was a lot. It's been like 2.5 years ago, and we still haven't had the trial. They had put everything off for the young man that killed him because of the pandemic. So there will be no folks going into the courts until maybe sometime next year. Yeah, that's a lot. But there are a lot of people that have been going through and suffering from depression and anxiety during this pandemic. You're closed up in the house with the same people. Everybody start getting on each other's nerves, and you're like, oh God, let me out of here.
Absolutely. 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 But thank God that, you know, things are as well as they are now. I think, you know, between, you know, counseling and prayer and, you know, the people of God who support me, I'm able to be in a good place to where I can go to my next place in ministry.
Well, I'm just happy and thankful that you were wise enough to recognize and realize, okay, you know what, this is a bit much. I'm praying. I know that God is helping me, but I do need some help down here. And God works through the therapist. Please, come on, somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, Brother Christopher. So let's talk about this single. Your son, CJ, worked with you on it. And you said it was birthed out of this pandemic. It was put together.
Yes.
Coming My Way.
Yeah, the song he wrote, or he had the initial idea for it, the music to it, and he gave it to me and said, hey, Dad, can you help me finish it? Pretty much. So we sort of collabed, and we finished it. It truly has been a blessing. It's nothing like working with family. You know, I know what my mother felt like when she started working with me, you know, me started working with my son in ministry. It's truly been a blessing. Even my younger son, he has another song or two that we're doing on the whole project that I'm working with him on as well. So it's been great to collab in ministry with my son.
It's
been a blessing.
Amen. I love the single Coming My Way. It is somewhat a little bit different for you in that it's a bit more contemporary, but I believe that it fits the times, and what it is saying is going to really minister to somebody really in their heart and soul and meet them where they are.
Yeah, absolutely. I really want to, we want to write something to encourage the people, to inspire and motivate you know, people during this season. Really didn't want to write, you know, a sad song, you know, anything like that. Really just want something that people feel good and give them hope and give them inspiration during this season. And, you know, not just during this season, but prayerfully beyond as well.
And you said that you're working on, are you working on a full album to come or an EP? Which one?
Oh, yes, that's going to be a full project. Actually, it was just supposed to be an EP, about three or four songs, but God has birthed some other things, and it's going to be a full-length project. You know, hopefully the single come my way will go to it'll be going to radio top of the year after the holidays. But yeah, full-length project will be out probably first quarter of 2021.
Well, praise God for that. God is birthing new and wonderful things out of this pandemic. Amazing. So, Christopher, where can people find your single? Now, is it available if somebody wanted to purchase it? Is the single coming my way? Is that available now?
Yes, it is available now. It just came out a couple weeks ago. It's doing really, really well. You can get it at any of y'all digital outlets, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon, iHeart Music, all those places, YouTube.
All those places.
Yeah, all those digital outlets.
So where can people find you, Christopher J. Watkins, on social media? And do you have a website where people want to say, I want to connect with him?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't have a website, but what I do have my artist page on Facebook, Christopher J. Watkins, plus I have my IG account, Christopher J. Watkins, and Facebook, Christopher J. Watkins, and Twitter. Actually, I have that one, Chris J. Watkins.
So, folks, you see, now you know where to find Christopher J. Watkins. The single is coming my way, and make sure that you check it out and do support and purchase gospel music. And thank you so much, Christopher, for joining me today on this episode of the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much, Lynn. It's been an honor. It's great to connect with you again. And thank you to you and your team for allowing me to be on today.
And listeners, thank you so much for joining us again today. Make sure that you subscribe right now by hitting the subscribe button so that you never miss an episode of this uplifting podcast. Also, we'd appreciate it if you would support this podcast, and you can hit the donate button to do that. Now, to reach me socially, you can find me on Twitter. That's at Lynn Woods. That's LINWOODS. Or on Instagram at LynnWoods96. And taking us on out, it's Christopher J. Watkins with his single, Coming My Way. This has been the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. God bless.
Hey! Hey, you gotta know.